Well, everyone, it's Wednesday, July 31st, 2019, and it's time for another quick update this week. It's already almost August, and we wanted to share with you some of the things that we've been working on for later in this coming year. Canada will be heading into a federal election sometime in the coming fall, and we have some things planned to help you to get involved. Andre and Tabitha will join us with more on that in just a few moments. But first, our cross-country fall tour is coming in early September. Check this out.
As we prepare for another federal election, we see that our political and cultural leaders increasingly want to identify as progressive. God's good design for humanity and creation is now seen as regressive and a political liability. But who decides what is progress, and what role do Christians have in such a climate? ARPA Canada's Fall Tour 2019 will be a hope-filled presentation built on the assurance that all of life is marching towards ultimate progress under the kingship of Jesus Christ. It will also include updates about new court cases that are challenging the God-given role of parents, especially as they pertain to our freedom to express the truth about sexuality. As well, there will be a special focus on current provincial laws and opportunities that you need to be aware of. Fall Tour 2019, we can't wait to see you there.
You don't want to miss Fall Tour this year, so go to arbacanada.ca/falltour19 to find a location near you. All right, back to the election. Andre is here to tell us a little bit more about the election game plan.
Thanks, Colin. So the ARPA team has been working hard on already this summer on the fall elections coming up October 21st of this year. And we have a game plan in place where we hope that all of us will be engaged in this election through various means. We're developing and almost done producing an election guide where we highlight six issues of importance to all of us here at ARPA and throughout our community. And there we key in with helpful questions that you can ask your candidate, whether they call you up on the phone, whether you go to an all candidates debate during the election, whether they come knocking at your door. You can have all kinds of helpful questions to ask them where they stand on these six issues. Then as the writ drops sometime in early September, we'll issue six detailed videos on each of these issues, one a week for the 6 weeks leading up to the election, so that you can be more informed on all of these things. So together, raising our voices, asking the right questions, we can definitely make a difference this election for the benefit of all Canadians. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks, Andre. So keep an eye out for more. We'll be sharing information on each of the election issues on quick updates in coming weeks. Tabitha joins us to talk about a handy tool that you can keep in your house for interacting with candidates who come to your door.
Thanks, Colin. This fall is a very important time because there is going to be an election this October federally, and we want to make sure that people are equipped to talk to candidates about pre-born human rights. That's why Weenie Law has created this door hanger. It's meant to be very easy just to place it on your door, and it helps guide people on how to have that conversation about pre-born human rights with any candidate regardless of the party. And this isn't just about figuring out who to vote for in October. This is about continuing that relationship even after the election. If you start that conversation now, it's one that you can pick up again and talk to them more once they're elected. So if you want one of these, you can email us at info@weneedalaw.ca. We're also encouraging people to pick up some extra ones and to hand them out to their community. Thanks, Colin.
Thanks, Tabitha. That's all for this week. Thanks to you for watching Quick Updates. Please do like, share, and subscribe. And we'll see you for another episode next week.